Victims say the nearly $200 million the Dutch-based oil trader offered as a settlement is not adequate. Trafigura sent poisonous sludge to Abidjan last August that was then dumped into more than 15 open-air sites and killed at least 10 people. Thousands more became ill after exposure to fumes from the waste. Rochelle Gogua lives less than 500 meters from one of the contaminated landfills. She says the victims do not think the money is enough and the government should have asked for more. Gogua adds the money will have to last for generations because the extent of damages is still not known. Martin Day, a lawyer with the London-based firm of Lee, Day & Company, says Trafigura's offer is a good gesture, but does not change his plans to continue with the victim's lawsuit being brought against the company in London, where the Dutch company has an office.
As far as our clients are concerned, it doesn't really change the picture. I mean, it's hoped from some suggestions that some of the money might end up going their way. You know, it would be basically an interim payment on their ultimate claims.
More than 1,000 have joined in the lawsuit, and Day hopes to sign up thousands more before July. At that point, he says Trafigura can either negotiate a settlement or go to court. Day says his firm has also been approached by the Ivorian Chamber of Commerce, which he will represent in a second case against Trafigura.
It's clear that a number of businesses have also been very badly affected. You know, there may be 100, 200 businesses who have lost quite a serious amount of money as a result of what's gone on.
In a written statement, Trafigura says it offered its settlement as a concerned global citizen, not as a party guilty of hazardous waste dumping. Trafigura has maintained its innocence in the dumping, saying it legally handed the waste to a local disposal company and received clearance to leave the port. A Trafigura spokesman, Roald Goth, said the toxic poisoning was, in his words, an accident. The text of the settlement says the deal puts an end to different litigation efforts. Trafigura says its settlement money will help fund an environmental investigation, construct a new hospital and disposal plant. The money will be used largely to reimburse funds the state has used to remove the waste and decontaminating the sites. United Nations Environment Program estimates the government has already spent $15 million in cleanup. Also as part of the settlement, the Ivorian government is considering releasing Trafigura company representatives held since September of last year as part of a government investigation. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。